to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. His word will hide in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Sane Hudson, Cheryl Love, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown comes out of quarantine today, right?
Yes.
So, all right, Kenny's getting better. Geraldine Strunz, Gladys Keating, Dallas. Dallas is doing better. He had his last exam, test, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's good. They're saying he's cancer free, right? Okay. Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, do pray for Christy. Christy will be going Tuesday to have an echocardiogram, however you say that. It's an ultrasound of your heart. So pray for that. Find something to take care of with medicine. Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Bubb, Jeremy Jones and family, Frank and Luann family, Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Heather Lee Mills, Lewis, Kelly, Emily, Jan Evil, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Clay, and Ernie Buff and Rosa. This member Debbie, I know her name's on here, but she texted me and let me know that she just didn't get no sleep last night, and she's not doing too good because she ain't got no sleep, so just pray for her. Lord will help her with that back pain. I know how it is to have back pain. That's a hard thing. Did anybody get anything on your heart this morning?
I want to thank the Lord for saving me, thanking the Lord for taking care of me every day. I've been having a little pain in between my shoulder and my arm. Just like an ache. But I still do with my arm. And just pray for the Lord to heal me. And I don't have to go through that surgery. And I want to thank the Lord for my family, for my girls, for my church, and appreciate it. Let me be in this house this morning.
Oh, Heavenly, gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, again, for all your wonderful, marvelous, and gracious blessings, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us this week. Oh, we pray, Lord, for each one of these folks that's on our prayer list this morning, Lord. God, you know each heart, each need. Lord, we call out each one of these names to you, Lord, that you may, and then we'll help them in the needs that they need. God, we pray, Lord, help us this morning as we stand and break the bread of life. Lord, that you'd help us with the message. church, Lord, that you would bless it and help it. God, that you'd be with it. And Lord, that you will send by the people that needs to be here. And God, we just pray, Lord, that you just help each and every one of us that's here this morning, Lord, and lead us and guide us through our day-to-day lives. Lord, that you'd be with us and bless us. And Lord, bless this church. God, we pray for the ones that should be here this morning. It's not because of sickness, Lord. We just pray, God, that you just touch and bless each one. In Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen. Page 6. Yeah, I don't think this looks like that, but maybe it does. I like it sounds better. Page 6. Don't think I can handle breathing through that one.
How about 277?
Well, we do 277. That sounds good.
All your breath and sound like breathing.
That's an awful lot of holding. I'm too big for y'all to be picking up out the floor.
Where is the call I have with this?
Sweet is the song I sang it today. I redeem. Troubles and sorrows have vanished away.
Can you give the number 157? Someone, something I hear that about is petty, the words. And Christy hold me all the time. Present. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He advises with us still, and with all who we trust and obey, for they know the way to be happy in Jesus, but a trust and obey, not a child can raise, no a cloud in the sky, but His smiling quickly draw
but I trust and obey. No es born and we bear, no es sorrow we share, but I he does richly replay. No a grief nor a loss, no a frown nor a cross, by his blessings we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for they know the way to be happy in Jesus, but I trust and obey. Then you fellow Jesus sweet, we will see at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he said we will do, where he sends we go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for they know the way to be happy in Jesus, but they trust and obey. Okay, one. Spot the other one. Jeremy's on. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight, rolling melody sweet all the sun, in celestial string and fall over soul. Lying feet need a calm, both to go. Peace, peace, wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father above, sweeping all my spirit forever, I pray. In the fall, let's build all love. What a treasure I hang on this wonderful peace, buried deep in the heart of my soul. So secure that no power can my aim my way. With a year or a eternity grow, peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, sweeping to my spirit. For
to free the child grow dark. Oh, I say, tell the sweet peep, so sublime, peace, peace, wonderful peace. From the coming down from the Father above, sweet peace, oh my spirit, for the heaven I pray, and the four blessed bills, oh Lord. I think it's your thing, son. You ask me, is I happy? So I just tell you why, because my sales is gone. And when I meet this golfer who asked me where they are, I say, my sales is gone. They're underneath the block, on the cross of Calvary, a foreign with a diamond thing from them. And the Theo God forgive on them, it's good enough for me. Praise God, my sales is gone. Twice at the old time altar, with God come in my heart, I know my sales is gone. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart. I'm glad my sales is gone. The underneath the blow, all the cross of Calvary, as far removed for darkness and from down. And they see that God forgiveness is good enough for me. Praise God, my sales is gone. When Satan comes and tempt me and try to make me down, I say, my sales is gone. You got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I glad my sales is gone. They on the blow, they on the need the blow on the cross of Calvary. Of fire removed for darkness and from down. And they see if God forgive on it, it's good enough for me. Praise God, my sales is gone. I live enough for Jesus, I happy night and day, because my sales is gone. My soul is filled with music, with all my heart I say, I know my sales is gone. They only need the blood, all the cross of Calvary, if I remove the darkness and from down, and they see, oh God, forgive for me, it's good enough for me. Praise God, my sales is gone.
Amen. Bless you, Lord. Anyone else for song?
Okay.
Oh, okay, CJ. back in the house of the Lord this morning. We're going to be in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 16.
Say 16.
Yeah, Proverbs 16 and verse 9. Verse number 9 says, a man's heart deserteth his ways, but the Lord direct his steps.
Well, just thank you, Lord, that you didn't correct the steps, Lord. It's you that what the benefit and will to do, you're a good place. Lord, we just thank you. Praise you, Lord, that you take care of us enough like that. Lord, you care about us and want us to know about you, Lord, and want all good to happen to us, Lord. We just want the best for us, Lord. We pray you on your word. Build a preacher, Lord, in the morning, and use him for your glory, Lord. Help us to receive it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Thought this morning is too busy for God. Look at this verse. It said, you know, it's talking about a man's heart, the ways of a man's heart. Now, we're talking about Christians here this morning, not lost people. As Christians, sometimes we have all the best intentions in the world, you know, going each day what the Lord has us to do, to follow the steps that He leads for us. But sometimes we just get so wrapped up in the worldly things. Work, you know, trying to take care of the kids, you know, trying to take care of the job, trying to take care of sick loved ones, or, you know, we just get all this other stuff that's important. But sometimes these things will get us from concentrating on walking the path that the Lord wants us to walk. And I'm going to be honest with you, I know why the Lord gave this to me this morning, because this for me. Because, you know, I'm finding in my life that, you know, I'm wanting to put God first in my life, but then, you know, there's so much other stuff that's coming into my life that, you know, it's important and it needs to be took care of, but it seems like that those things are trying to take the place of God. And I'm getting too busy. And what I'm doing, just to think, just stop and think of, you know, just stop for a second during the day and say, thank you, Lord, for getting me this far. And, it's talking about this, a man's heart and the things that we let enter to our heart that we think are important. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. Christy is important to me. She is. I love her with all my heart. And I want to do for her. And I'm trying to do for her. But I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes, folks, I don't know what to do. And it just, it hurts so bad. When really what I need to be doing, preacher hand, is not worrying about what I can do, but get down and praying and asking God for Him to do. Mm-hmm. Amen? Sometimes in the mornings when I'm praying, and I'm praying that, you know, the Lord will touch her and help her, and you know, she'd get up this morning and she would be feeling better, and I'd go in there and wake her up before I leave to go out, and she's feeling so bad, and I'm like, I prayed. And I've asked the Lord. But am I getting somewhat ahead of the Lord? You know, God does things in His own time. You don't do it in our time. He does it in His time. And I have all the faith in the world that He's going to help her. And I just pray that my impatience don't get in the way. And that I don't get so busy during the day trying to take care of her and all this other stuff that I need to take care of, that I forget about God. And just kind of run along at my own pace, and I guess what I'm trying to say, just run off and leave Him. Not meaning to, but just get so wrapped up in things in the world and the things that need to be took care of that we just get so busy at things that we're doing that we kind of get too busy for God. We're not having the, I'm going to say the word patience, and, you know, waiting on Him to, you know, do His thing. That what he knows is right. That we're like, Lord, where are You? And instead of looking ahead toward Him, I'm having to turn around and look back and say, you know, I've done run off and left Him. Got so wrapped up in things that I feel like I need to be doing. Instead of just walking there with Him, I'm trying to get ahead of Him instead of waiting. This might not make a bit of sense to you this morning, but I'm going to tell you something. It does to me, because I know what's happening in my life. I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I don't know what's happening in none of these's life. All I know is what's happening in mine. And sometimes I feel like, as a Christian, I just get so busy and wrapped up in everyday life that I'm getting too busy for God. And, you know, I want to share that with you this morning, that maybe as Christians, you won't be, if you see what I'm going through, you see what I'm testifying to you this morning in my life, that maybe, you know, it won't happen in yours. See, right now, you might be walking hand in hand with the Lord. You might be right there with Him. But I think I need to slow down a little bit. And when I pray and I ask the Lord to bless and touch her, and then I go in there to wake her up to let her know that I'm leaving, and she ain't feeling all that great. And I'm going to be honest with you, this morning, folks, she did not feel good. I mean, I could tell you. And it hurts me so bad. Because, you know, as her husband, I want everything in her life to be good. I don't want her to have to go through what she's going through. But, you know, God might see that she needs to go through this time to build her strength. It may be helping her more than what she ever knows or what I ever know. But sometimes we have to go through these storms. And I'm going to be honest with you. As individuals, each and every one of us, we go through little storms in life. It ain't God punishing us. Might be that He's strengthening us. See, you know, He knows the purpose of why we go through the storm. And to be honest, it is harder for me to see someone that I love go through a storm than it is of me if I just went through it myself. I mean, every one of us in here this morning, people's watching on this camera, folks in their life, you know, they have had loved ones that have got sick and passed away or, you know, just been sick for a long time. And the burden, because you can't do nothing. All I can do is pray. I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose your problems and fix them. All I can do is pray and ask and by the grace of God, take her to the doctors that the Lord has prepared for her to help her. I ask this morning that everybody that can get a hold of God, pray for her. Don't pray, I mean, pray for me, but pray for her. That God will heal her. Take away some of the pain. You know, it's just, to be honest with you, church, I'm crying out this morning for prayer for my life. I don't want to get so busy in everyday life and I forget God, run off and leave Him. Because I want to be there close to Him where I can pray and my prayers get to Him for her. I'm irrelevant. My needs right now are not important. Her needs is what's important. Went through a rough time. He went on to be with the Lord. You know, we've had family, you know, our moms and dads has went through things, our grandparents, our spouses. I'm not the only one in here with a spouse that's that went through a hard time. I want to see her better. I want my wife, and I want her back healthy. I mean, to see one, someone this time last year that was so strong and able to go, and now she's so weak and frail. Hurts. I just want to make sure today, church, that I'm close enough to God that I can pray for her. Like I said, sometimes it just seems like I'm, you know, so wrapped up and, you know, trying to make sure everything's done, that I just don't take that moment to thank God for the fact that she's still here. Mm-hmm. Even though she's weak, she's still here. She's still with me. That's something to be thankful for.
Yeah.
Very much so. So church, I ask prayer for her, but you know, also pray that God helps me watch her go through the storm. You know, it's like, sometimes I know I've watched the kids, you know, they go through a hard time and you just really want to go and rescue them, but you're like, if I do, then they won't learn. I remember when Brandy and Michael first got married. I think the insurance company was glad to see that Brandy went off my insurance. Because she got a speeding ticket going to church. And it's after they were married, and I'm like, Daddy tried to fix it. And I'm like, wait a minute. Daddy gave her away. It ain't Daddy's job to fix it. It's Michael's job to fix it. But you know, just pray for Christy. Pray that God will help me watch her go through the storm, and pray for her as she goes through it, and be there for her. To be at the right place when I'm supposed to be, and not where I'm not supposed to be. You know, Christy, we renewed her license at her birthday, before her birthday. But she ain't drove in months. Because I'm scared to let her behind the wheel, because I'm afraid that, you know, she'll have one of those attacks and she'll be driving. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why I take her to all of her doctor's appointments. I don't want her driving. She probably couldn't go on her own. And she's, I'm afraid to, you know, to be honest with you, she don't need to be driving. Just pray for us. Does anybody got anything on your heart? Okay. Mm-hmm. CJ, you pray for us.